It's not always that the feast of St. John the Baptist falls on a Sunday. The Nativity of St. John the Baptist falls on a Sunday. There are some feasts that are always on a Sunday. Precious blood of Jesus, the body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, right? The Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. But some feasts mostly fall on the weekdays, and the Nativity of John the Baptist is one of those. But today, it happens that this feast falls on a Sunday. Now, generally, the Sunday readings always take precedence over the other feast day readings. Except that the church intentionally decides to focus on John the Baptist and his nativity, even if that feast day falls on a Sunday. So since the church intentionally gives John the Baptist this place of honor, I think it's worth reflecting on his life and his message. In 3 points, three very brief points, I think John the Baptist teaches us lesson that is valuable for our life as Christian disciples. So here's the first message. See, John the Baptist had a very, very specific role in salvation history. And I could be wrong, but perhaps I'm right, that the specificity of his role is second only to Mary. Mary was chosen to give birth to Jesus. John the Baptist was chosen for his very specific role in the history of salvation. Isaiah's words in today's first reading perfectly describes the life of John the Baptist. The Lord called me from my birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. Specific role. But the Gospels describe John the Baptist's role as recognizing Jesus. Yes, first of all, to recognize Jesus. Secondly, to prepare the way for Jesus. And then when Jesus came, to point out to the Lord, to the Lamb of God. And we know John the Baptist has done having exactly that. He was baptizing, and Jesus comes along into the crowd, and John recognizes him right away, and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." As we look back at John's life, we can say, what a marvelous life. Really, this man had a role. He fulfills that role to perfection. His life points, he points towards the Lamb of God. What a marvelous life. So I think the first message for all of us, and this is the first practical implication, what was true of the calling and mission of John the Baptist is also true of us. We too are called from our mother's womb. We too have a very specific role in salvation history. Our lives must constantly point to the Lamb of God. It's almost like I don't exist. But no matter what I do and what I do for a living, no matter who I am, that my life is constantly pointing to the Lamb of God. May the future generations say of us that our lives always pointed to the Lord. Like children and grandchildren, people who know us, the one thing they should be able to say about us is that he or she constantly pointed towards Jesus. What a marvelous life is the one that constantly points to the Lamb of God. Secondly, from the description we have from the Gospels, We know that John lived a very austere and ascetic life. Now, even by biblical standards, a man who lived in the desert, clothed himself with camel skin, and ate wild locusts and honey was not common. What is it that we don't know about this man? Scripture scholars tell us that from besides what we know in the scriptures, Scripture scholars tell us that he belonged most probably to a very small sect called the Essenes, E-S-S-E-N-E-S. There's a small sect that was a result of what we call the Second Temple Judaism. So the first temple was destroyed by the Babylonians and they built a second temple. And so this sect was dedicated themselves to a very special way of living out their faith, the Second Temple Judaism. What did they do? Their main goal was piety towards God and righteousness towards human beings. So the small group, that was their goal. They wanted to be devoted to the Lord and righteous in their relationship with people. They engaged in daily ritual purification. This whole thing about baptism that John was engaging in before Jesus came had something to do with that. So, daily purification focused intensely on serving others in the community. They dedicated their lives to controlling their tempers and serving as channels of peace. And most of all, strived for purity. And this is what they believed, that by their striving for purity, they could hasten the coming of the Messiah. So that was their goal. It wasn't for their own sake that they had this very strict community and ascetic life. It's not for its own sake. But they believed that if they intentionally focused on creating the atmosphere in which the Messiah could come, they could hasten it. That was their main thing. Folks, I think there is a message in John the Baptist and the Essenes lifestyle for us. See, as Catholics, we don't believe that we can do anything to hasten the coming of Christ. That's left up to God. We don't believe that. However, Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." So while John and the community believed that their lifestyle could hasten the coming of the kingdom, we don't believe exactly that. But our lives have got something to do with the kingdom of God. Jesus told us, seek first the kingdom of God. And so I think the lesson for all of this, folks, is that we are called to be a community that is an expression of the kingdom of God. Do you know that the church is supposed to mirror the kingdom of God? When people look at a parish community or when people look at the church, they're supposed to say, oh, that is the closest expression of the kingdom of God. And that is why we pray, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Not just the church. Our families are supposed to be the closest expression of the kingdom of God. Each one of our lives must proclaim the kingdom of God is at hand, like John the Baptist. This year, our parish theme focuses on exactly that, isn't it? So I think John the Baptist is asking us to reflect on this one simple thing. What does it mean for me to be part of God's kingdom? And how do I bring that kingdom wherever I am? As individuals, as families, as parish community? It's a good question for us to think about. And thirdly, see, John the Baptist was in his mother's womb when he first encountered Jesus. And Jesus was in his mother's womb when John first encountered Jesus. What a fortunate life that is. The John from his mother's womb could recognize Jesus in his mother's womb. What a fortunate life. In those days, babies or children and crowds were not places where one would look for Christ. They would look for Christ perhaps who's coming from the temple or from the priestly family. Or among the rich and the powerful and the pious people of the time, they hoped the Messiah would come from somewhere there. But what a fortunate life that John is able to recognize Christ in a place or in places where people generally wouldn't look for the Messiah. In a crowd, in the womb. Where do we recognize Christ? Yes, Christ is in our sacraments. Yes, Christ is in the Eucharist, but where else is Christ? It's easy to see Christ in the church or in the Eucharist. It's easy to see Christ in the comfortable, the pious, and the religious people. It is harder to see Christ in the poor, in a child in the womb, in children, in those oppressed by violence and war, in the hungry, in the thirsty, the naked, the desperate immigrant families being torn apart. Ultimately, is that not what Christ said himself? Whatever you do to the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you do it to me. Isn't that what Christ taught us? John was able to recognize Christ where people didn't look for him, for the Christ. And where are we finding Christ today? What a fortunate life. Where we can recognize Christ wherever Christ is to be found. May our lives be that fortunate one. Folks, in the Eucharist today, the celebrant will lift the host up and say what John the Baptist said. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And as we receive this Christ, who is the Lamb of God, as we go out, may our lives constantly point to the Lamb of God. This entire week, may our lives be like that of John the Baptist. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold, the kingdom of God is at hand. People of God said,